All right, good morning. Welcome, my name is Brandon. You ready to sweat? You ready to move? Let's do it. Start in downward dog, please. All right, bring your feet into view. Set them up so they're hip-width distance. Make your hands shoulder-width distance, and then just bend one knee and straighten the other leg and move your pelvis from side to side. Shake your head out. A lot of tension hides out in the neck. Just shake it out, yes and no. Relax your neck. Drop your skull towards the mat. Set your gaze on one point, one physical point in the environment. Maybe a floorboard, a point on your mat in between your feet, a point that you don't have to strain your eyes to see. And then bring your whole awareness to gazing to this one point. Now seal your lips and begin to move air. Begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And if you're congested right now, things will shift. You might just breathe through your mouth. Child's pose. Bring your knees to your mat. Separate your knees about 2 feet apart. Sit back on your heels. Make your big toes touch each other. Bring your forehead to the mat. You could put a block underneath your forehead. And if it's no good on your lower back to separate your knees, have your knees come together. You could even bring your arms by your side. But empower the body that's on your mat. You already did that by showing up, so thank you for being here. I acknowledge you. You didn't have to be here. You chose to be here. Now remember that when it gets intense. Actually, that's my request, is that you stay on your mat. And if you need child's pose, take it. Okay, it's a 60-minute all-levels class. I trust the body that's on your mat to take care of itself. Now you trust yourself to take care of the body that's on your mat. You might need child's pose once. You might not need it, but now you're empowered. You know you got it. Tabletop. Breathe in. Roll over your toes. Down dog. All right, now slide your feet back this time, a couple inches. Bend both knees. Fan your fingers across your mat. And from the core, extend your arms. Push your hands down through the rubber of your mat. Lift your hips up. Now relax your neck. Let your gaze connect you to reality, the physical space. Now let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Can you flatten those? Okay, is that you got injury there or something? Okay, good. You want to put these on? You can do that. There you go. That's it, brother. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. If your bottom knee is not on the floor, that's a good way of adapting. But if it's not on the floor, straighten your bottom leg. Now take your upper leg to the right another inch or so. Wake up your hip flexors and your psoas muscles. All right, look forward and walk to your hands. Flat back. Clasp your hands at your lower back. A yoga strap is a good tool to bridge the gap. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Take a full breath in. Wrap your arms over your head. Bring your hands to the floor, ground your feet into the mat, stand up, lift your arms above you. Never fight dizziness. You always get child's pose if you get dizzy. Fan your fingers apart. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Look up. Reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees. Bow forward. Inhale. Flat back. You can have your hands on your shins with your knees bent as much as you need to have your knees bent to access the length of your spine. High plank. You could take your knees to the floor. Come forward and down. Low plank. Inhale. Up dog. Relax your ankles so the tops of your feet are on your mat. Exhale, down dog. Now, power yoga is really simple. It's not easy, but it's accessible. Any body type can practice. You just have to adapt the practice so you custom fit the practice to your body. Like, you might walk in with injuries. Right? You got to adapt. And you develop a relationship with your intuition just by being on your mat and seeing one point clearly, listening to the sound of my voice, generating the sound of your breath from your throat. Now, the sound of your breath, you want it to sound like and just moving air right past that region. It'll hum like om. And do your best. Fill up your lungs. Empty them out. Push all the air out. Walk to the front of your mat. Might take a few steps. Flat back. Breathe in. Exhale, bow. Sweep up. Bow forward. Get the air out. Breathe out. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. You see that? It's simple. We're just connecting breath and movement. And the movements don't have to be pretty, or you don't have to get them right. You can't even do them wrong. It's a study space for just paying attention to biomechanics, like how the body's designed to move. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push the air out. Get it out. No air. Look forward. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bend your knees a lot and lift your toes up. Now you want to take the weight back towards the center of each heel and your pelvis down towards the floor. Shift your vision up. Fan your fingers apart. Breathe in. Forward bend. Finish it. Relax your neck. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat and stand up. Now be stable. Like if someone came around just playfully and pushed you, you wouldn't tip over. Spread out your toes. Or would you tip over? That was legal for me as a teacher. She was in the teacher training, so I can do that. Shift your vision up. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. Build on rock. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Now fan your fingers apart. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. They're pulling in. I just like that. Up dog. Pause for a moment. Pause. Relax your ankles so the tops of your feet are on the floor. Whatever's touching the floor is your foundation. You could have your legs on the mat, your hands on your mat. Just be conscious. Down dog. Now feel the floor below your hands. Feel it. Feel the floor underneath your feet. Now we're going to move. You don't want to lose touch with the floor, okay? So one breath, one movement. This is what's going to keep us grounded. Things are always changing shape and life moves fast, so this is good training. Take a big breath in. Empty out. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Thunderbolt. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Bow forward. Inhale, flat back. Low plank, upward dog, downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Get connected to your feet. Spread your toes, fan your fingers. Low plank, up dog, feel your feet. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward from your core. Press the floor and rebound, go up. Exhale, low plank. Up dog, fan your fingers, press the floor. Down dog. Now work your hands even more. You feel where your fingers connect to the palms, where the index and middle fingers connect to the palms? Push those finger mounds into the ground. Like really, from the core, press the floor with everything you got. Now breathe out. Go ahead, press the floor away from you. Look up to your hands and jump forward. Inhale, flat back. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Forward bend. Come halfway up. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Press down, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. You're doing great. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. You could be in full-on resistance. It's still going to work. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Resistance. You know, resistance and growth are intertwined like the moon and the tides. Sometimes it's the heat. It's sometimes it's the people around you. Sometimes it's the teacher's voice. Who knows? Who cares? Let's just keep moving forward. Fill up your lungs. Empty it out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Sit low. Play the edge. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Press the floor and go up. Go back on this one. Let's not rush out of this. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Ground down. Go up. Go back. Fill a space. Fill it. Low plank. Excellent. Up dog. Down dog. You feel that shift? Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. Feel the floor. Get out of your head and feel your feet on the ground. And from your core, press your feet in the floor. Lift your hips up. High plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your bottom knee to the floor. Definitely, though, see how the finger mounds pop up? Push them into the mat and go up another 2 inches. Low plank. Great work. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Put your feet on 12 o'clock. Prayer twist to the right. And when you do a check-in, visually at the feet, you have about hip-width distance right to left. You can straighten your arms. Five. You could put a block underneath your bottom hand if you straighten your arms. Four. Three. Two. Warrior two. Drop your back heel to your mat. Windmill up. Extended side angle. Check out your feet. Will you line up your heels? Put them on one line. You have equal space behind the heels to the right side of the mat. Half bind. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock. Five. Lift and spread your 10 toes. Four. Three. Take your shoulders to your back. They'll stay in your chest. Take your shoulders to your back. Breathe in. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Work your hands now. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. Do you see how the bottom hand cups? You don't want that. Push the finger mounds in your mat. And pull your thigh bones to the center line. Get in touch with the bottoms of your feet. High plank. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. Whatever's touching the floor is the foundation. If your bottom knee's not on the floor, stack your feet and flex your feet. Now press down and go up. Low plank. Up dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Meditate on your feet. Look at your feet. About hip width. Prayer twist. Go about 10 inches of space between the feet, right to left. You can straighten your arms. Don't sacrifice stability to make the pose look the way you think it should look. Five. Tight, tight. Four. Tight. Now pull in. Yes. Good. Three. Use your in-breath to lengthen your spine. Your out-breath to twist through the organs. Two. Warrior two. Excellent. Extended side angle. Get a good look at your feet. Study your feet. Meditate on your feet. Half bind. Meditation is just bringing mindfulness to whatever you intend on meditating. Meditate on your feet. Five. Lift your toes and spread them apart. Four. Front foot on 12 o'clock. Precise. Three. Spin this out. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Pause for a moment. Relax your ankles. Relax your ankles. Downward dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Look to your hands. Jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Take your hands in a prayer and take your left elbow past your right thigh. Look down at your feet. You want to imbue your feet with light, the light of awareness. Look and study your feet. When you start getting bored of looking at your feet, that's when the possibility of meditation begins. Come to your senses. Gaze at your feet and lift your toes up. Now bring your outer shins in. Meditate on gazing at your feet. Gaze at your feet. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Well, 10 counts, okay? 10 counts. If you'd like to, like you do this on purpose, you shift your gaze from your feet to the ceiling, but some of you haven't looking at your feet yet. 5. Lift your toes up. Gaze at your feet. 4. Now look, and no trance. Gaze at your feet. 3. Lift your collarbones off your thigh bones and keep spinning. 2. Ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Fingers to toes pose. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Bow forward. You use your index and middle fingers. Wrap them around your big toes so the palms face each other. Now there's a little dance when you do yoga poses. You breathe in and you expand from the inside out. And then you breathe out and you soften from the skin in. You'll discover the action in the pose over time. You begin pulling the crown of your head down towards the mat. Pull your big toes up. Press your big toes down. Pull your big toes up. Now lean in and straighten your legs little by little. Let go of your toes. Crow. Go right in. You don't have to know. 5. 4. Press the inner edges of your feet together. 3. It's good, Lucy. 2. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Jump up your hands. Come halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. We're doing great. Let's keep moving. Prayer twist to the left. Gaze at your feet. You want to coach yourself in remembering that which is most important. Now, in a yoga pose, that which is most important are the body parts that are touching the floor. That's the first order of business we have to attend to. Lift your toes up. If you want to come out of the pose, that's a great opportunity for you to give up comfort and to just be in your power. About 10 counts. Usually the poses we want to come out of are the poses we need most. 5. Now it's easy to not breathe in this pose. 4. And just kind of cope with what's coming up. Breathe through it. Manage the energy. 3, 2. Ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Gorilla. Walk under your hands. Just adapt. Bend your knees a lot. And slide your toes up to the crease of your wrists. Now with your chest or your belly and your thighs, go slow and dance your way into a neutral space where you're not overworking, you're not underworking. It's cool trying to pull your hands out from underneath your feet and then leaning in. Don't let them come out. Straighten your legs. You'll get an awesome tractioning in your spine, through the spine. All right, lean back. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crow. Wow, what good strength and conditioning training for our soul. 4, just being willing to come apart. 3, gaze forward. 2, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Walk or jump forward, flat back, forward bend. Stand up, take your arms high, breathe in. Eagle. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. You can bring your right toes on the floor or a block. 5. You could put your right foot around your bottom calf. 4. Keep your shoulders stacked above the hips. 3. If you're not working with injury, try bending the bottom knee even more. 2. Sweep up. Eagle. You want to breathe into the movements. A lot of times we'll come into the movement and then we'll start breathing. That's okay, but 5, connect breath and movement, gaze steady. 4, 3, square your hips and shoulders to the front of the room. 2, Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Eagle vision. Four. The big picture. The whole body from the skin in. Three. The digits, the toes, the fingers. Shine through them. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Yeah, training the limbs and the skin and the muscles and the bones. Four. But it's really training the brain. Three, so we can be centered and live authentically. Two, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up and make it square. Stay here with your upper hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip. Or extend your upper leg in front of you. You can get a toe lock. One, what's important is that the spine is as long as it can be. Take your upper leg to the right. Gaze over your left shoulder. Breathe through this. Bring your upper leg forward. Take your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Sometimes we breathe and it feels like we get knocked off course. Getting knocked off course is the course. Half moon. If that's what arises, that's what shows up. When you're being true, you can stack blocks under your left hand. Create the foundation. Stay here a half bow. Five, stack the joints on a vertical plane. Four, come on your fingertips and thumb tip. Three, now look up. Two, tight here. Ragdoll, you feel that in your hip when you're tight. Bring your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together, press the floor and stand up. Take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty it out. A standing leg raise, balance on your right leg. Lift your left knee up to hip height. Now look, when you practice power yoga, you're going to bring into view how the body's negatively adapted. And one side you might modify, the other side you might not. You're going to work balanced. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. You'll strengthen your weaknesses and you'll soften up around places where you're hard and rigid. Bring your upper leg forward. Take your arms high. Breathe in. Airplane. Scoot up. Don't kick. Come up forward. More. Half moon. Create the foundation. Work up to the front of your mat. Take care of the people behind you. See your bottom foot, put it on 12 o'clock. Look at that, bottom foot, straight. Five, more, open it. Good, feel the hips. Four, fingertips. Three, firm up your thigh muscles, pull them in. Look up, two, breathe it. Ragdoll. Good job. Bring your hands to the floor, walk your feet together. Stand up, take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing bow, lift your left arm up. Lower your right arm by your side. Bend your right knee and grab your shin or your foot. You can get your ankle. Now aim. And you slowly pull the bow back. Your upper shin, move it back. Five. You're going to lean forward and go up a little bit. Four. Three. And you're breathing. Two. Exit with ease. Standing bow. Aim. Know what you want to have happen. It's the secret to flow. Aim. Five. Set your sights on your North Star. Four. Choose any point. That'll do. Three. Make your brow smooth. Now fire up your thigh muscles. Move your upper shin back and up. Bring your upper foot to the floor. It's great. Now breathe, right? Standing bow. You know, when you begin a yoga pose, be more mindful that what you're moving forward is a breathing practice, right? Not the form. The form is just there to remember the simple practice of breathing. Who cares what the pose looks like? You want to give that up. This is where the most beautiful poses originate. It's from purposefulness and presence, not goal orientation. Five, strive to not arrive. Four, it's a continuous practice, expanding, contracting. Three, elevate. Go up. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. You'll hit plateaus when you practice. And a lot of the practice is just coming out of plateaus, like learning how to push yourself, but not to the point where you forget the simple practice of breathing. Keep it simple. Shift your vision up. Where your attention flows, energy goes. You want to get lifted. Five, you're literally generating inspiration through respiration. Four, tighten up your thigh muscles. Really pull in. Three, now press down, move forward, go up. Two, yeah, bring your upper foot to the mat. We do two and two? Yeah. Good. Okay, three, balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. The power of paying attention to the earth underneath our feet. Your body is earth. Lift your arms above you. We get connected to the earth and connected to the space around the physical body. Fan your fingers apart. Yeah, look up, breathe them. Bring your hands to your heart center, gaze forward, and bring your upper foot to the mat. Tree. The power of placing our attention. Paying attention. Usually the way our consciousness works when we pay, it's like we lose something. But when you pay attention, you gain something. Lift your arms above you. The more you pay attention, the more energy you start harnessing energy through attention. The moment you stop paying attention, the energy leaks. We lose our power. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the earth. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Now pay attention to your foundation, your feet, the relationship between your two feet. You can put blocks underneath your bottom hand. Five, and be courageous. Add inches between the feet. Four, straight legs. Three, look how much more space you got. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two, stand up tight. Yeah. Face left. Take your arms to the sky. Drop your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. This is a good time to get a yoga strap if your hands don't get connected. Breathe in. Bow forward. How's your feet? Check out your feet. Your feet are parallel to one another. And how much space between the feet? Good space, so you're stable, but you're not stiff. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Breathe in. Empty it out. Ground down. Stand up. Face front. Pyramid. Keep your shoulders bound. Fold over your front leg. Now adjust your feet front to back, right to left, so you're stable. And you have the fluidity to lengthen your spine on your in-breaths. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Twisting triangle. Have a couple blocks for the triangle sequence, and you can put the blocks to the inside or the outside of the front foot. You don't need blocks, but just be intentional and create the foundation purposefully. Try them out here. I think you're ready for that. Yeah. Five. You okay with assist? Four. Three. Press down into the earth. Go forward. Lift up and spin it. Two. Chaturanga. It's like I pull you back, you go forward. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Now get the front foot on 12 o'clock and your back toes. Point them between 3 and 2 o'clock. Yes. Five. Four. Oh, yeah, you could grow into more space. Add like a half a foot in between your feet, front to back. Three. You got blocks on the floor. Two. Stand up. Look at that. Face right. Take your arms high. Lower your left arm by your side. Catch your hands at your upper back and breathe in. Bow forward. Man, your blood is like bathwater right now. I mean, endorphins and this heat shock proteins that The heat is not. It might feel like an executioner, or it might feel like pulling up a lot of junk in the body. That's for sure. I mean, heat can shape glass. It can shape your body. It can shape your consciousness. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Face front. Pyramid. Fold over your front leg. You'll see that with practice, you realize this is going so beyond physical. The physical realm. I mean, we're moving into the realm of mind, body, spirit. But it's through the physical. So prayer while twisting triangle. Body needs to twist. Go longer, Tom, and get that hand flat on the ground. Five. I'm going to take you back. You go forward. Good. Four. Press down into the mat and lift up. Three. Keep going. Root, rise, and spin it. Two. Chaturanga. That was good. Up dog. Down dog. All right. We made it. High plank. Low to the mat. Four. Three, two, rest. Bring your arms by your side. Wow. You think this is hot? I just got back from Costa Rica. Ooh, that's hot. Real hot. Like real hot and real good. Flip your head to the other side. Bring your forehead or chin to the mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull all the parts of your body into the center. On your in-breath, press down and come up. And I'll tell you, this heat, it's good humidity, good heat, perfect for backbending. Five. Four. Touch of your thighs off your mat. Two. Get long here. Come back to the floor. And grab that. Bow. You can do one leg at a time. Pull your thigh bones to center. On your in-breath, move your shin bones back. Grab the outside. Yeah. Five. You okay? Like this? Four. Three. Let the whole region around your heart soften. Two. Come back to the mat. Usually it's being guarded and chin down, shoulders on the heart, on the chest. All right. Bow. Pull your thigh bones to center and move your shin bones back. Pull in here. Five. Four. Maybe. Three. Staying power, huh? Two. Come back to the floor. Up dog. Down dog. Very good work. Bend your knees. Press your hands on your mat and lift your hips up. Camel, bring your knees to the mat. Stand up on your knees. You have a couple options. You can curl your toes under and reach back and grab your heels, or you can just keep your hands at your hips. Then four, pressing to my hands. Three, press your feet in the floor, pressing to my hands. Two, more loose. Down dog. Good. Camel. Five. Four. Imagine pressing your hips into a wall. Three. Press your feet into the floor and take your hips forward. More. Two. Down dog. Now you just got to breathe. Bridge, lay on your back. Press your feet into the ground and lift your hips off the floor. Five. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Maybe grab a yoga strap. Four. Now walk your shoulder blades to the center line. Work to have your shoulder blades push your spine up into your chest. Come back to your mat. Wheel. Reset your feet, just like you're doing bridge. Now, you could do bridge. Or put your hands on your mat outside your shoulders. Have your fingertips face the front of the studio. All right, press the floor and come on up. 5, 4. Can you feel how your thigh bones splay apart? Pull them in. 3, shimmy your shoulder blades in. 2, come down. Yeah, if you're in bridge, your thigh bone's coming a little closer. Wheel. How you doing? All right, brother. Set. Press the mat. Come on up. That's it, Mahmood. 5, 4, 3, 2. Exit with ease. 1 vertebra at a time. Was that 3? That was 2. That was 2. Ready? We'll do 3 more. Set. Press down. Come up. This is why you came right here, to be confronted with this, whatever quality of resistance that comes up. Use it. 5, 4, 3, 2. You could stay up. Breathe in. Breathe out. Ready? Set. Press down. Come up. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. This is what practice is all about. Five. Patient, calm, determined. 4. Fan your fingers across your mat. 3, 2. Okay. Good work. Ah. Is this the one that's going to complete the sequence? All right. And that'll be 5. We've done 5. All right, ready? Let's finish. Let's do good finish work. Ready? How we complete, so important. Set, complete with heart. On your in-breath, press down and come up. 10. When it burns and when you want to come out, that's the master key. That's it. That's how you transform. You work your breath through that space, and you create space for something new to come through. 5. 4, move your heart towards the back of the studio. 3, 2, come down. Good. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Rest now. Relax. Close your eyes. You did a lot of work and given up your energy, and let it go and let it come, let everything come apart. Relax. Feel this. Straighten your legs, take your arms back. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Breathe in. Breathe out. There you go. Take another big in breath. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a back massage. Dead bug. All right, let go of your feet, straighten your legs on a vertical line. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. This is some good core pranayama work. Breathe in. Exhale, come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Come on, Cheryl. Lower your legs 30%. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. Lift your shoulder blades up off the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees into your chest. Bicycle. So there's some things you want to just physically to keep the pose integrated. You want to keep the legs pulling into center, right? And then the legs fully extended. Opposite elbow touches the opposite knee, and then the opposite elbow touches the floor. Can you do that? Can you get the opposite upper arm bone to touch the floor when you twist? We'll do 4 minutes of this. About 10 more counts. Stay with it. Keep to the center. Keep to the center. Pull in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. We'll do 2 rounds. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60%. Do big circles. Doesn't matter what direction. Go the other direction. Stop and go the other direction. And come to center and lower your legs 2 inches from the mat. We've got one more round, okay? Lift your legs up. Lower your legs 30%. 60%. Now 90% and go right to left with the legs. I like on the sides to go up a little bit like I'm making little U's. Okay, come to center and do crossovers. Stay with it. Stay with it. If it's burning, it's working. Now come to center and go cross-country skiing. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your legs together and lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. See all that heat that you work metabolically, like that fire you build metabolically, starts to infiltrate and seep into these areas that don't get much blood flow. That's why we got to twist through the muscles and the organs to create space for new blood coming through. Lymph moving out. Bring your knees up to center, over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your chest. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum and transition down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your right leg forward. You could do this pose on your back. And you'll do a figure four with your legs. And if you do classical, you could always put a block underneath your right hip. That's what I would suggest, especially if your right hip's not grounded in the mat, your right sitting bone's not on the floor, put a block underneath it. Otherwise, you're going to strain your front knee. And you might not feel it today, but you know, all action is cumulative. Same with the practice. Might not feel like you're creating space right now, but you are. Now play with the angle in the front knee. Like it doesn't have to be 90 degrees. It could be 30 degrees, 20 degrees. Just you don't want to tweak anything, okay? So flex your front foot. That'll help protect the front knee. Everything's interconnected. So you always start from the ground and the extremities up, okay? So as you flex your front foot, you'll feel the front knee be protected. Maybe you don't feel it, but it is, okay? And if you don't flex your front foot, it's too loose. It's like you don't want anything too loose, not too tight, but definitely integrated. This is the first element of injury-free movement. It's awareness. It's paying attention. Bringing your attention to the body, the holistically, Start from the ground up, work from the skin in, and then from the bones out. So relax your neck, drop your skull down to the ground. Breathe into the pelvis. It's like the pelvis is a big balloon. And when you breathe in, the whole pelvis fills and it expands from the inside out. When you breathe out, the whole body softens from the skin in. Can you feel that? Bring your attention to the experience of being breathed. Breathing and being breathed. Being breathed and breathing. It's voluntary and involuntary. Moving and being moved. This is why I was saying we were generating inspiration through breathing, through respiration. And you'll notice this, the more sensitive, the healthier you become, the more you can feel this one or two cycles full of breath, how much prana and energy gets unleashed and brought into your body. About five more counts. We start unleashing and unearthing this energy when you direct it towards purpose, towards being intentional in our relationships around food, around people, you know, and around our crafts, making our craft and our work our art. Direct path to love is your breath, self-awareness, paying attention to yourself. Not in a selfing way where you're becoming more self-conscious, but self-aware. It's different. That's the value and the medicine of meditation. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. You know, just like the heat in the beginning, the heat can feel like an executioner and it's like really, it pulls us right out of our comfort zone. Well, it's good training for meditation because you deal with a lot of heat states, if you will, in meditations, in meditation when you sit. Fear comes up. Fear can be a heat state because we start clenching. Whatever arises in meditation, it's fuel for the fire. You just stay with it. That's why my request is to stay on your mat. You need to modify, you modify, but you stay in the fire. You start to develop a real skill in our relationships. Doesn't matter what it is, too, but we develop real skill in learning how to serve these relationships. And a way that promotes life and gives life and lessens the suffering in our relationships. We start right here with the body that's on our mat. Tell you, one power yoga class, it's amazing how that can eliminate a lot of life tension that you've been holding like for years and years. Just having this pressure and this heat, being around people, being committed. It's amazing what we dislodge and what comes through. Energy that's been blocked for years starting to come through. A few more counts. It's crazy the amount of energy that's right on tap. It's right just one half cycle of breath away. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. I'm going to flip the other way. Yeah. And you know, it's good too if you want to put your foot against the pole. It'll help out a lot. My bad. Okay, create the foundation right here. So if you do double pigeon with the shin stacked, you can put a block underneath your left knee. You got to get the sitting bones ground to the mat. If you want to do a variation, cross your shins and just put the purple block on the outside of your ankles. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You can come forward. That's good. You're good. No, you're not. Your feet. Can you see your feet? You looking at them? You're not. Look at your feet. Okay. And then study your feet and make your feet like they would be, and your ankles if you were just standing square on the floor. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the times it's getting the ankle past the right thigh bone. And maybe if you don't do that, and if, can you get it past there?
No, a little tighter.
Okay. About five more counts. My mode. Get that ankle past there. Breathe, breathe. Breathe in. Empty it out. You could do it the other way too. Sit up and switch legs. Yeah, bring this here. And now come up here like this. Flex those. That's the important thing. These are neutral. Right? Okay. And then you come forward. The other one's fine too, but that you make it a little more space like that. How's that feel?
Better.
Yeah, good. Well, you gotta lean in. Lean in. Yeah, and if you want it the other way, go ahead. It's cool. Your feet are everything. When you do hip openers, when you, it's going to protect your knees. You got to go through the feet and the knees before you get into the hips. Keep them neutral, aligned energetically. Keep them up there, go ahead. Breathe now. There you go. Mahmood, roll forward on the sitting bones. So the spine moves into the body, not escapes from the body. Roll forward on the sitting bones. Lean in. Yes, yes. Do a dog tilt. Tilt your pelvis back. Keep working that. Breathe. Fill up your lungs. Empty them out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Start with your belly or your chest on your thigh bones. Grab your feet. Lengthen your spine. And slide your hips back and your heels forward. Work these. Kind of bend your knees. It'll help your lower back. Bend your knees. If you've got lower back stuff, you want your knees bent a lot. And your belly or your chest on your thighs. Seems counterintuitive. If you want to stretch it out, then that's the best way to go about it. Integrated. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. Press your hands and your feet down and lift your hips up. Five. Lift your toes off your mat from your core. Press your feet down on the floor. Four. Three, drill your finger mounds in your mat. Drill them down. Lift up. Two, good. Come down. Lay on your back. Turn upside down. Waterfall. You can put a block underneath your hips. You could do shoulder stand. If you have a headstand practice, you can do that. Just coming back home, back to the earth. It's awesome just to get your mat on the ground, on the floor. It doesn't matter if it's hardwood floor. Well, it actually does. You don't want carpet. If you ever tried practicing a carpet and a mat, you're like, A good floor, good mat, feeling our feet on the ground or conscious that our feet are above us, but knowing the floor, getting in touch with the earth. This is why you would go like to Costa Rica. I mean, this is why I would go. I mean, you just go just to go see the land and the jungle. And it's like, it's different than Brookline, you know? It's different than Northampton. I mean, just being in the jungle and then the beach and feeling that heat and intensity of the sun, different. It's different. You know, and hearing water move all the time and just seeing a really slow pace. It's like just, you start immersing yourself around these environments and these communities. And there's a shift that happens. Like it takes a village to transform our body, really. And it's really all up to you, but it's amazing the power we get when we align with the space around us. Like in the beginning, you might feel it's like really weird being in here.
around people and like close like this and they're sweating and I may have sweat on you. I'm sorry. You know, it's like you get uncomfortable and then the heat gets really intense and the pressure goes on. And God forbid you didn't eat the right food or you did eat something that was not agreeing with you and then you had to sit with it all practice. That's a massive learning. That's a massive teaching and just being here and sitting with it. I've had some of the most powerful meditations when I just wanted to get off the meditation cushion and run out. Some of the best classes where I was just prompted to get off my mat and run out. And you stay in it and there's a something's revealed to you. And so what? If you get off the meditation cushion, so what? No big deal. You just start over and you begin again. You know? You get off your mat, no problem. Sometimes there's an emergency, you do it and you start over. You can take your feet to the floor behind you, plow. If your knees touch your forehead and your feet can't touch the floor, that's good. You can rest your knees there. You stay with plow and curl your toes under and lace your fingers at your lower back and start walking the shoulder blades in to the spine line. And stay there or bring your knees by your ears. And feeling this air move in and out of your lungs and the ground below you. The light of awareness. You close your eyes. It's good. All right. Remove anything that's in the way. Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. Okay. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. The work of moving is complete. Okay, you don't want to move anything now. Practice being still. And take that on as a practice because it takes practice being still. You'll want to fidget and move around. And be still, and it's much easier to see when you drift off. When you drift off, you want to just notice it and come back to listening. Listen outside your skin. Listen to the sounds out here. That disrupts a lot of psychic stuff, just listening. And that's what meditation is. It's just bare bones attention on listening. You get lost in mental images. Okay, see it. And then come back and witness the whole inner space of your body. Like you're looking into the night sky, like that. Look into that space. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Curl up. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. You breathe in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say, Namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice work. Good job. Go get some water, okay, and get some electrolytes in your body. You need electrolytes, not just water. You need electrolytes.